Jesus, Billy, what's the hurry?
We have a stop to make before the station house, Kate.
We do? You want to tell me where we're going? Billy!
To see Sandra's mother.
Mrs. Capella, why?
She lied to you, Kate. She said Sandra came home and packed for Ecuador, when we know Sandra was actually coughing her head off at the Bears practice facility.
I probably just caught her off guard. She was confused.
What the hell does that mean?
Billy, if a cop came to your house asking questions about Susie Q, wouldn't your first reaction be to lie to protect her?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Considering Susie is 3 years old,
let's just hold off on Mrs. Capella. Jesus, Billy.
Hold off? Hold off. She lied to you, Kate. Or she lied to me. Which is it?
I don't know.
There's a third option, you know.
You're accusing me now? You think I'm lying to you?
I'm just saying I'm pissed off. Why aren't you?
I am.
Then we confront her. Bring her in.
No.
Why the hell not, Kate?
Sandra told me how close she is to her mother, okay? They're like best friends. Where do fugitives always end up? At home. Do we really want to freak the mom out by harassing her with another visit from the cops? Let's allow her to get comfortable. That way, when Sandra does come home, Mrs. Capella will let her stay. I'll go back over there in a couple of days, see what's what. We gotta play this one gently, Billy.
Okay, Kate. It's your call. I trust you. Nice hit, Wilson.
What's up, detectives? Gotta come back for another autograph?
Somewhere where we can talk.
It's good.
You really want to do this in front of all your teammates?
Let's go to the locker room.
Maybe I should wait outside.
Trust me. These guys don't care. They're naked in front of lady reporters every day.
Yeah, well, maybe I care.
Suit yourself.
Forget it. Let's just make this quick.
So what's up, detectives?
You lied to us, Michael.
About what?
Are there multiple things you lied to us about?
Michael, if my wife is right, and believe me, she always is, then you're at the start of what can and should be a very lucrative career. You really want to throw it all away before it starts by lying to the police.
She was here, okay?
Full sentences, Michael. Pretend you're practicing for ESPN. Who was here?
The chick you were asking the equipment manager about. Sandra or whatever. Which you obviously already know.
Why the hell didn't you tell us this yesterday?
Look, I was freaked out. Like you said, I don't want my career to end before it even gets started.
What was Sandra doing here?
She was selling.
Drugs?
The ledger, bruh. She said my name was in it.
Why would your name be in the ledger of a drug ring, Michael? Were you buying steroids?
I don't juice. This body is all natural.
Spare us.
I bought some weed, all right? That's it, I swear. I was turned on to the place by some friends. They told me I wouldn't have to worry about paparazzi or anything like that at this place. It was known for its discretion.
How much pot did you buy?
Maybe an eighth at a time, bruh. Nothing. You know how bad my body hurts after a day of practice? Pro football is not like a normal human thing the body's supposed to do. You try getting hit by 350-pound dudes all day and then tell me you don't need a painkiller at night.
Why did Sandra think you'd be interested in buying a ledger?
She thought I wanted to destroy it, I guess. Protect my name from getting out. I guess suspended if it came out.
How long was she here for?
I don't know. Not long. When y'all rolled up, she went and hid somewhere.
Where's the ledger, Michael?
I don't have it. I wouldn't pay.
Bullshit.
You turned her down.
She wanted 60 grand. What? Just because I bought a little weed? No one's gonna care if that comes out.
Hell of a gamble, considering millions you stand to make.
It wasn't a hard call. The girl was in bad shape. I ain't trust her.
Wait, what do you mean?
She reminded me of my cousin when she was going through withdrawal. This girl was fiending. I didn't want to mess with her.
You know where she went after she left, Michael?
I got no idea. Like I said, I wasn't gonna mess with her. Please don't tell Coach, okay?
Patty!
Hey, Patty, Kate and I are downstairs.
Down in one sec. There's coffee in the thing.
She always does this. We come out of our way to pick her up, and she's not even ready.
Billy, relax. It's fine.
Plus, the blue one washes them out. Call me back. Billy! Hey, how are you, buddy?
I'm all right, Ari. You?
Fantastic. I am fantastic.
You know my partner, Kate? Kate, this is Ari Holiday, my sister's boyfriend.
Fiancé.
Sorry. Fiancé. Haven't quite gotten used to that yet.
How you doing?
Oh, please, please, please. Do not drink that swill that Patty makes. I've got fresh beans. They're shipped in from this amazing place in L.A. A French press. It's not going to take a minute.
Nah, I'm good with the swill, Ari.
Me too.
Okay. Well, suit yourself. So, how's the crime-fighting biz?
Sadly, Ari, business is booming. Speaking of which, Patty tells me you've got into politics.
that's good.
Mm.
It's been nuts. You know, when Sullivan asked me to join his campaign for governor, I assumed he meant a few hours a week. It's basically taken over my life.
So you're not a sports agent anymore?
I'm definitely still an agent. Always will be. That's what pays for this castle. Helping out on the campaign, it's like a hobby. A full-time hobby.
Full-time is right. Hey, bro. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Patty. Lovely house.
Thanks. It's Ari's. We became roomies last month.
Patty, if you want us to pick you up, you gotta be ready.
You're such a little brother, Billy.
Thank you, Kate.
Okay, first of all, I'm the older brother.
By 2 minutes.
Still counts.
What were you guys all talking about?
I was telling Billy and Kate that the campaign is really an extension of my work as an agent.
How's that?
Oh, well, the candidate I work for, Sullivan, owns some of the biggest sports arenas in the Midwest. He also owns an E-League. I represent a lot of players in the league, so we've developed a close relationship over the years.
Ari's being modest.
I doubt that.
Ari has become Sullivan's right-hand man. He is basically running the campaign.
What's an E-League?
What is an E-League? Are you serious?
Don't be a jerk, Ari.
I'm not being a jerk. Okay. They're competitive video game leagues. E-League. Oh, trust me. Come on, you've heard of them. They've exploded in popularity, sponsored by major corporations. They have global audiences. I mean, they're now surpassing, 400 million, I think?
Sounds great, Ari.
Check this out. Annual revenues top $1 billion. Oh, you know what? You gotta meet Jana.
Ari, we're already late.
No, Patty. It'll only take a second. Jana, come here a sec.
Who's Jana?
She's one of my top E-League clients. She is a superstar.
She just came over here from Seoul, and she's staying with us for a few weeks till she finds a place. Could not be sweeter. Hi.
Jana, please, I want you to say hello to Patty's brother, Billy, and his partner, Kate.
Nice to meet you, Jana.
Watch what you say around them. They're both cops. Just kidding.
Is everyone in your family police?
Basically. Some families put board games and baseball mitts under the Christmas tree. We got flexicuffs and intake forms.
Is this your first time in Chicago, Jana?
My first time anywhere outside Korea. I'm so grateful to Mr. Halliday and Miss Harney for letting me stay here.
Nonsense. We love having you.
So you're a video game wizard, we hear.
Video game wizard. Jana is going to make about mid-six figures at her next tournament. I mean, that's not bad, right, for a 20-year-old who had her first cheeseburger last night. I mean, when I was 20, I was making $9.50 an hour as a cashier at a liquor store.
Okay, what's the name of that video game Sandra always played?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
Billy, let's leave work out of it.
Sandra? Who's Sandra?
The game was called Metropolis or Cosmopolis or something like that.
Thermopolis? Oh, I used to love that game.
Well, you know it, Jenna. For months, we've been listening to this woman, Sandra, play it.
It's a very popular game. I'd like to play with her sometime.
See, she's a suspect in our current case. Our top suspect, as a matter of fact. She's missing.
We should get going, Billy.
Does she play the game on her laptop?
She keeps the game on a USB stick, puts it into whatever computer she can get her hands on. Right, Kate?
I guess. We should go.
And you're looking for her?
Scouring the earth, Jana.
I may be able to help you find her.
I'm very uncomfortable with this many people in my office.
Patty and I just spent months with you inside of a small van, Edgar. You're getting claustrophobic now.
A van is different. I can leave a van.
Jana, hey. Meet Edgar, our brilliant tech. Edgar, this is Jana, rising E-League star visiting from Seoul. She may be able to help us.
Wow. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Patty, I think Edgar is malfunctioning.
Shut up, Billy. Hey, Kate.
Hey, I've never been in here. This is your office, Edgar? Look at all this stuff. Why is there a box marked Kate?
Recordings we took off the bugs while you were undercover.
Ugh, I feel like one of those contestants on Big Brother who's being spied on by pervy strangers. No offense, Edgar.
Well, some taken.
Okay, if we get back to the task at hand.
I'm booting up the game now.
Jana, you ready?
Of course, Patty.
All right, so once Jana starts playing the game, how does she try to find Sandra?
I can message her inside the game.
What, like send her an email?
Billy, stop. You're showing your age.
What? I used to play video games.
Duck Hunt on our Nintendo we had in the basement? The technology has advanced since then.
Okay, I'm in. What's Sandra's handle?
Her what?
The alias she uses inside the game. No one uses the real name.
Sandra's handle is Diana Ross 9898. She loves the Supremes.
She's online.
She is.
Not a surprise. She's always playing that thing.
I'm sending her a message now. What should I say?
Say that you're a buyer and that you've heard that she has something of great value to sell.
Look, she's writing back.
She wants me to be specific. Wants to know what exactly we're in the market for.
Tell her you're a friend of Michael Wilson's, the football player, and you know about the ledger.
You're gonna scare her away, Billy.
Shh. Trust me.
It worked. She says the price is $50,000.
50 grand? She could get 5 or 6 times that.
Are you her agent now? Kate, tell her she has a deal. Get her address.
Wait! Don't you think we should negotiate a little bit? Make this look real?
Good point. Jana, offer 30,000, not a penny more.
She agrees.
Jesus, Sandra, learn how to negotiate.
But she says she wants to be paid in Bitcoin.
Bitcoin? What the hell is that?
It's cryptocurrency. It's like digital money.
She says to come back into the game at 11 p.m. tonight to make the exchange. She'll give you a secure account to deposit the money into, and she'll upload the ledger into a private server.
Tell her tonight is too soon to get the bit whatever.
Too late. She's logged off.
Shit. Hey, Edgar, can you get a trace on her tonight?
If Sandra stays long enough, yeah. I should be able to track down the IP address through her server, narrow down a location.
Hey, Kate, you all right? You look sick.
I was wrong. I really thought Sandra was just scared, running for her life. I can't believe she's actually trying to profit from this.
I'm sorry, Kate.
But I still say she's not a killer.
Kate, I need you to remember this isn't a buddy you met in college or at the academy. You met this woman in a drug den.
Yeah.
Now we got a bigger problem.
What's that?
How on God's green earth are we going to get 30 grand in Bitcoin by tonight?
Hey, Billy.
Hey, sweetie. I'll have a few minutes, crazy day. Just picking up my bag. Suzy Q.
She's feeling a little better. I put her down about an hour ago.
All right, I'll go check on her quickly.
No, stay with me. I opened the Chardonnay.
I love seeing you in such good spirits. You've been so down since Suzy got sick.
She's almost better now. The end is in sight. Billy, listen. I've been keeping a secret.
Uh-oh. Good secret or bad secret?
Depends which Harney I'm talking to. I had an interview today.
You did? Why didn't you tell me, Val? That's great.
It went really well. He basically hired me on the spot. It's an amazing opportunity.
Wow. Who? Val? Who?
Billy Harney. You are looking at Governor Nicola's new deputy chief of communications.
Wait, Governor Nicola?
Isn't it great?
I get to tout all his achievements for a living, which I basically do already for free.
Governor Nikola.
His clean energy program, upgrading the city's technology infrastructure.
I guess I know why you kept it a secret.
I didn't want to cause an argument if I didn't end up getting the job.
Oh, my God, Val. How awkward is this going to be with my sister?
Maybe it won't be so bad.
Patty's fiancé is the right-hand man of the governor's opponent. Ari was just bragging all about it to me and Kate.
Well, I'm sorry, but I can't sit back while Sullivan tries to buy the governor's mansion. Nikola is amazing. Have you read about his initiative for this giant new bullet train?
Yeah, that's all he talks about.
It's a game changer. Connecting the South Side and other underprivileged neighborhoods to more affluent parts of the city, it'll increase opportunity and...
Are you already on the payroll?
Billy, I'm happy. Say you're happy for me.
Come here. Of course I'm happy for you. I'm just sad for me when I have to break the news to Patty. All right, I gotta run. What's up, Ralphie? Lieutenant in his office?
He's grabbing a donut at the cart.
All right, thanks. Morning, Lieutenant.
Morning, Billy. Coffee?
I'm okay. So, I have good news about the case.
Walk with me.
We found a way to contact the fugitive through this video game Kate told us she plays. Using an alias, we communicated with her through the game.
What, like email? Skip to the good news.
Well, I've set up a buy for tonight at 11 p.m. Sandra is going to sell us the drug ring's ledger in exchange for $30,000. I'll keep her online while Edgar tracks her location. So we're just going to need a few black and whites to patrol the areas that Edgar narrows it down to, so we can pounce as soon as he's got her locked.
Edgar is confident he can get a location.
Yeah, he is.
Well, make sure those patrol cars are in gear.
So all we need now is some show Bitcoin.
Show Bitcoin? What's that?
Well, Sandra wants to be paid in Bitcoin. It's like computer money.
I know what Bitcoin is.
Oh, yeah, of course you do. So I'll need 30K of it, Lieutenant.
Forget it. Just bluff.
Sir, the whole point is to be able to keep her online. If I bluff about having the money and she figures it out, she'll disconnect before Edgar gets her location and she'll be in the wind.
You said 11 p.m. tonight, right? There's no way.
Sir, after we make the arrest, I'll get it right back to the department.
And if there's a screw-up and your fugitive absconds with the money and the ledger, what then?
That won't happen, Lieutenant.
You're damn right. Find another way.
Hey, Patty? You here? We're totally screwed.
Actually, Patty's not home yet.
Jenna, hey.
Is everything okay, Billy?
Not really. I haven't been able to get the 30K in Bitcoin for the exchange tonight.
How much were you able to get?
Depends. How much you think I can sell this plastic Timex for?
Ugh, that's a problem.
Yes, it is. The second Sandra figures out we don't have the money, she'll disconnect. I need to brainstorm with Patty. What's that? You're not secretly rich, are you, Jana? Because that would be super helpful.
I'm currently living on your sister's couch.
Fair point.
But I know a lot of gamers who use Bitcoin. They say car auctions offer Bitcoin as payment.
Car auctions, really? The ones that take place in tow yards?
Mm-hmm.
That's surprising.
That's what I hear.
Well, I'm not sure it helps since my cruddy sedan is worth about a tenth of what Sandra is asking. And that includes my vintage 8-tracks thrown in.
Come with me.
Where are we going?
Okay. Please don't tell your sister I showed this to you. They've been so generous with me.
Whoa. No way.
Yes.
I had no idea Ari had this.
He never drives it. Just pets it. I don't even know what it is.
A Porsche 718 Cayman S in cherry red. You know what? I take back everything bad I ever said about Ari.
I doubt he'd notice it's gone.
Jana, you are too good to be true.
What are you doing here, bro?
Came to see you, Patty. We got a problem.
We're gonna have a bigger one if you don't close that garage door. Ari doesn't like the Porsche exposed to the sun for too long.
Patty, it's a car.
Uh-huh. Says the man who used to have a complete meltdown when I'd even breathe around his baseball cards.
Hey, that was different.
Sure it was. Hey, Jana.
Hi, Patty.
So, Patty. I may have solved our problem. I just need the keys to Ari's car.
Excuse me?
Patty.
How did you even know about the car? Jana, did you show him?
No. I was in your garage looking for something. Jana came out and tried to talk me out of borrowing it. Why don't you tell me Ari had a Porsche?
Billy, there is absolutely no chance. No.
Look, the exchange with Sandra is only a few hours away. This is the only idea I have to get the Bitcoin we need. Look, we'll buy it back first thing tomorrow morning, before they even resell it. Come on, sis. All those months of hard work on the stakeout, can't let them go to waste.
I can't believe this. Promise. Ari will never even know it was gone. Not even a scratch, Billy.
I promise. You're the best. Quite a scene. I've never been to a car auction before, Jana.
I went to one in Korea once with my father.
Yeah, is he a car guy?
Nah, I think he liked the women in bikinis.
I'm gonna go talk to one of these guys in the booth, Jana. See if we can get this done quick.
Hey, sweetie.
미치겠네.
You speak English?
No, I don't speak English.
Uh-huh. You buying or selling?
Neither. I'm here with a friend.
You don't see a lot of girls who look like you at these things. So you still in school or what?
I don't know whether that stench is your breath, your clothes, or just your general foulness, but I highly recommend making big changes in your life.
Whoa. All right. Who taught you manners?
That was well handled.
I'm a professional female gamer. I'm basically forced to defend myself from sleazy guys all day long. That was nothing. How'd you do?
Well, the guy couldn't believe I was willing to part with the Porsche for so little. He instantly sent me 30K in Bitcoin. And we made a deal that he wouldn't resell it before tomorrow when I told him we would be back to reclaim it.
Nice work.
My part's done. Now, it's your turn.
Wants coffee. Edgar, the half-calf oat latte, that's for you. Billy, you take this one.
Patty, where you been? It's almost 11.
Do the four coffees I'm holding here give you a clue?
Just, okay. Thanks. Black, please.
Yeah, I know, Billy.
Have you seen Jana?
Hi.
Jana.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, Jana.
Hi.
Jesus, Edgar, you spilled your whole cup on the keyboard.
Forget the counter! Clean off the computer!
Sorry.
All right, let's everybody just settle down, okay? It's almost 11. Patty, why don't you sit here? Jana, over there.
Hi, Edgar.
Hi, Jana. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, not this again.
Okay, we're booted up and inside the game.
Is Sandra on yet?
Not yet. Hey, where's Kate?
She's not coming.
How come, Billy?
Because I didn't tell her about it. Okay, Edgar, let's drop it.
Moving on.
Okay, Sandra has logged on. I mean, Diana Ross 9898 is on.
Okay, what happens now?
I'll get us to the Enchanted Fortress level of the game. Mind if I take over, Edgar?
All yours, please. Take my joystick.
Easy does it, Edgar.
She accepted my invitation for a private chat.
Good. Remember, we gotta keep her online for as long as possible. Edgar, you starting the trace?
Trace started. Keep her on.
She's asking if we have the Bitcoin.
Tell her we do, Jana.
She wants us to deposit it in an account. She's giving us the number.
And we'll make it clear we're not sending the money before she sends a ledger.
She says we can do it at the same time.
Edgar, how we doing?
She's in Illinois. That's about all I can say at the moment. Keep her on.
Damn it. All right. Jana, tell her I want to talk to her. Ask her for a number.
She's never going to talk on the phone, Billy.
She wants to know why.
Tell her I don't like doing business with computers. For this kind of money, I want to hear her voice.
She says no.
Then tell her the deal is off, Jana.
Billy, hold on.
Trust me, Patty.
We can't lose her, Billy.
We're not going to lose her.
She agrees. She says she'll talk over the game.
What's that mean?
Put these headphones on. You can talk to her over the game's audio.
How close are we, Edgar?
The trace says she's in Chicago, getting closer.
All right. Connect us, Jenna. Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Is this Diana Ross 9898?
What do you want?
I want to know you're not some 13-year-old boy in Moscow playing a prank, first of all.
You're not a very trusting person.
Not when I'm spending this kind of money. How did you get your hands on the, item?
Doesn't matter.
Billy, keep her on. I've almost got her location.
It's just, you sound like a nice person, and this item belonged to some not so nice people.
I'm not as nice as you think. Voices can be deceiving.
No, I can tell. You're in over your head here.
You sound like my mother. When you were shrink?
Just someone with an overdeveloped protective instinct, maybe.
Well, you don't have to worry. I'm done with this shit.
What do you mean?
I won the lottery with this thing. Once you send me the money, I'm out of here.
I've got her location to within a 5-mile radius.
Where will you go? Maybe I can help.
I'm done talking. Send the money now, and I'll upload the item.
All right, well, it's going to take a minute. Stay on, so I know you got it.
Billy, I'm sending the money. Tell her to upload the ledger.
Okay, I'm starting the transaction. So what are you going to do with this new life of yours?
A cousin has a farm down south. Says I can come live there.
So, Chicago girl's going to go, what, learn how to milk cows?
I never said I was from Chicago.
Well, the house you got the ledger from is on the south side. I was a client. I just figured.
I want some fresh air. To get out of the stench of this place, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. What was that? Hello? Hello, you still there?
What the hell is going on?
I'm stopping the transaction.
Billy, I got her location.
Send every car in the vicinity, now.
Someone's attacking her.
Are you there?
All available units to 213 23rd Street. Possible 187 in progress.
Wait, did you say 213 23rd?
So?
Do you know that address, Billy?
Jesus fucking Christ.
Who is she fighting with? An intruder?
Billy, who lives at 213 23rd?
Kate. She's at Kate's house.
What?
Sandra, can you hear me? Sandra!